Again, right before we started the program, the Indoor Football League announcing the new commissioner, Michael Allhouse, now the league commissioner for the IFL. And the Sioux Falls Storm announced today that Brian Hermanson is coming back to the team. He's going to be the defensive coordinator. And Hermie joins us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. And Brian, good afternoon to you.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, how was the trips to Montana this year to see Matt play?
They were long, but well worth it. I got out to all but two games, so it was well worth it.
Missing the football a little bit. I mean, you were at Washington all those years, and now, stepped away last year so you could see your boy play more. I would assume you can't wait to get back into it here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The opportunity proposed itself, and had a nice visit with Curtis, and it's going to work out really well, and it's still going to allow me to watch Matt finish up his career in college at the University of Montana. And it's going to allow me to get back into football. And, I'll be honest with you, I missed a lot of it. I missed the X's and O's and that getting that competitive edge going and having that feeling in the pit of your stomach on game day. You kind of miss that.
So was this something that Curtis came and talked to you? Did you approach him? I mean, how did that work? Was it pretty casual?
Well, Curtis asked me, when I got done coaching here, Curtis talked to me about working out at the Sanford Fieldhouse, and I committed him to do that, and I worked a few camps for him, and then I worked out some athletes. And then as we were progressing through it, Josh decided to step away from the Storm and spend more time with his family. He has two young children. And then Curtis asked me if I'd be interested in it, and I said, well, give me some time to think about it. Let me talk to my family. And as I talked to them and how things worked, and I talked to my administration here at school, and they said, yeah, as long as it doesn't interfere with, your regular daily school stuff and the things that you're committed to at Washington High School, we see no problem with it. The more I was away from football, the more I began to miss it, and this is just a great opportunity to get a chance to get back at it and do some coaching again.
You were the defensive coordinator before you went to Sioux Falls, Washington for the Storm. How different has this league changed the defense to what you are going to see next year?
The one thing that is the quality of athlete has gotten better. And, we had some great athletes here in Sioux Falls, and they still continue to get great athletes here in Sioux Falls. But the league as a whole, from the games that I've continued to watch, I see the other teams are getting better, and they're bringing in better type athletes. A lot of the rules are still the same as far as where you have to line up. You have to be head up on the center, outside shade. You can't play a loose technique on the DNs. You only can blitz the buck back, or they call it. Has to go through a gap. So a lot of those rules have stayed the same. And, there are a few things that I'll have to reacquaint myself with. I've been going through the playbook, the one that I looked at or the one that I had when I coached, and going through some of the stuff that Ziggy did. And, the one thing I want to do is I want to keep the terminology the same for the athletes that come back, because it's a lot easier for them to step in and know what they're doing. And I'll just learn, their lingo that they used, and we'll go from there.
So are you going to talk to some of the guys that they have already signed, like, maybe Corey or Tyler or anything? Have you talked to any of those guys yet?
Yeah, the thing that was really neat about it is I did have an opportunity to work with them this summer and spend a lot of time with them, like Tyler Knight, you mentioned, who is the middle linebacker, and I believe he was a defensive player of the league last year. Great guy. He's got a tremendous work ethic. Just a fun kid to be around. Patrick Wells is another kid, a DB. I haven't seen his be signed yet, but he was really a lot of fun to be around. And Corey Johnson's worked extremely hard in the offseason. And so I have been around some of the Storm players, and that was another reason why it was easy to come back, just knowing the type of character that Curtis has on the team with the players. And then also, I know what kind of product Todd wants to have out there. I was fortunate enough to coach Todd when he played, and I kind of have followed him and stayed a little bit in touch with him as he's become the owner of the Storm. He's done a tremendous job in the city of Sioux Falls, has really embraced the Storm, and they continue to support him. So it was really easy for me to say yes, I want to come back and coach.
He's Brian Hermanson, former Washington Warrior head coach, defensive coordinator. The Sioux Falls Storm is announced this morning here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So when you stepped away as the D coordinator the first time and you took over Washington, you had all the success and with all your responsibilities at Washington High School. How much did you follow the Storm while you were away? I mean, did you actively talk to Curtis, or were you just kind of a casual fan?
Well, I stayed, especially with the group that I stepped away from because I had to do it. That was part of my with Washington High. I said that if I was fortunate enough to get the head job here at Washington High, I would step away and give my full attention to the program, program here. So I stepped away after, I believe it was 9 games, and you know, we were sitting at 8-1, and then Mike Aldrich stepped in, who was the coordinator before I was, so it was a natural fit. So I followed that group really, really well all the way through. And then I've stayed in touch, and I've gone to 2 or 3 games every year. Last year I went to the 2 of the playoff games here at home, and I went to the final. Curtis and I have always been, you know, close friends, and we stay in touch and kind of talk about a few things. And that was another thing, you know, I was Curtis when I first coached with the Storm. He asked me to do it, and it was easy to say yes to him, and just knowing what type of person he is and what he wants out of his team and out of his coaches and what he expects. It's a lot of the things that I believe in, so it's pretty easy to work for a guy like that.
Ever thought about being an assistant or somewhere on the college level? Have you had any calls over the last month or so?
Well, my first thing is I love what I do teaching public school, and you know I'm getting to the age where I'm hitting that rule of 85, and some of those opportunities will come, but you know I'm never going to look back and say I wish I would have done this or that, because I've had a fantastic teaching career along with just being able to coach some unbelievable athletes and have a lot of success. So you know if that's something that comes up down the road and it's a good fit for me, you know, something I would definitely look into.
When's that Rule 85 take effect?
it took effect this year, to be honest with you.
that's fun. Yeah. That's good. It's going to be great to see you on the sidelines again.
Yeah, you know, everyone goes, God, you're getting kind of old, aren't you? And I go,
no,
because you know what? I'm young at heart, and I love the game, and I'm passionate about the sport. And what you see is what you get, and there's nothing fake about me. I think it's a great game, and you know it's a game that you can get excited about. And like I say, you can still have that feeling. It's not like playing, because I still remember what that was like, even though it was moons ago. But I still get excited about the games. I love watching people compete, and I've been very fortunate to be involved with some good people and to be involved with some great athletes.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Can't wait for the season to get rolling. I'm sure you can't wait either. We look forward to seeing you with the Sioux Falls Storm. Thanks for the time today, Brian.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Coach.
There he goes. Brian Hermanson. He's going to be the defensive coordinator for the Sioux Falls Storm. He's been there before.